again, this is quantum physics, and this is not, you know, it's not foo-foo. It's no more magical or mystical than turning on your TV, you know, and picking up a satellite signal. You get DirecTV, or you get Sky Digital in the UK over there, you know, in Germany and, you know, Switzerland. You know, you all have satellites. I mean, how magical is a satellite in the sky you can't see is beaming down thousands and thousands and thousands of miles, some invisible signal, your little dish picks it up, you turn on TV and you hear sounds and images? Explain that to me, please. You can't explain it. But you don't even challenge it because it's real, you see it. Well, guess what? The very first time you use this technique and you manifest something in your physical universe that you want, and it comes in a day or two later. Some of you are going to see things tonight. You're going to come tomorrow and you're going to go, It's kind of like you turn on a television for the first time. You lived in some remote island. You never saw a TV. You turn it on for the first time. Your eyes get as big as saucers. It's like, you know, it's a witch. He's a witch. You're going to see, some of you are going to do the same thing tonight when you actually start. We teach you how to apply this here very shortly. Okay. Next basic concept, law of attraction. So now that we understand how the universe works, there's one other element, and that is the law of attraction. And what the law of attraction says, the law of attraction is a senior law to the laws of the physical universe. Again, we have laws, but some of those laws are superseded by more powerful or senior laws. And again, the good example is we do have the law of gravity. What goes up must come down. Law of gravity exists and it is a physical law. It's a law of gravity. But it is superseded by the law of lift, because the law of lift defies the law of gravity, which is how an airplane flies. So an airplane flies. When the airplane flies, the law of gravity doesn't go away. The airplane is flying because it is using a more powerful law, a senior law to the law of gravity called the law of lift. So we have laws in the physical universe. Some of these are just agreements that you've made because you think that's how things work. So you've created your own set of laws. This is how things work. We'll talk about that. But we have things in the physical universe that we believe to be true, or laws, like the law of gravity. And I'm here to tell you that the law of attraction is senior to any of the physical laws. It's just like the law of lift. It's senior to the law of gravity. So the law of attraction is the most senior law. It is the most powerful law. It supersedes everything. Okay? It makes everything else go away. No other law exists when this law is being employed. Even the law of gravity will be superseded by the law of attraction. And what the law of attraction says is vibrations that are the same attract. The law of attraction. Interestingly enough, Samuel Hahnemann of Germany invented a medical science or healing art called homeopathy, which is based on the same thing. Homeopathic remedies, when you get them, contain nothing. It's just some saline solution or carrier solution. There's nothing in it. Scientists look at five different homeopathic remedies for different ailments, and they analyze them and they go, they're all the same. And the homeopath said, no, the frequency, the vibration is different. And the way that a homeopathic remedy has been made is a substance was taken. Let's say poison ivy. Now, if you rubbed poison ivy on your skin, what would happen? You'd get itchy, you'd get, you know, red marks, right? You'd have an allergic reaction to the poison ivy. Well, homeopathy says if you have itchiness, redness, if you have the symptoms of poison ivy or similar symptoms, the remedy for that to make it go away is the poison ivy frequency. And Hahnemann's theory was like cures like, which is law of attraction. Like attracts like. It neutralizes it and cures it. So a way a homeopathic remedy would make, you wouldn't eat the poison ivy, because what you need is the frequency of poison ivy. So he would take poison ivy, put it in some alcohol, let it sit to develop what's called a tincture. So it would extract from the poison ivy all of the key elements. That small amount of tincture, he would then take one drop of that tincture, one drop, and put it in a 5-gallon jug of water. And then what he would do is called succuss it. So he would shake it and shake it once, twice, three, four, 100 times, depending on the power. Interestingly enough, the more diluted this remedy is, the stronger it is. Interestingly enough, because the vibration gets higher and higher. So he would succuss it about 100 times, but he's not through. He would then take one drop of that 5-gallon jug and put that one drop into another 5-gallon jug. And he would succuss that 100 times or shake it. He would take one drop of that and put it into another 100-gallon jug. He could do this 100 times. Well, even after the second or third time, there's nothing in the jug except water. But guess what? With scientific instruments today, we actually see that there is only just water, but the frequency in the water is different. I mean, it's amazing. That's how homeopathy has been used for hundreds of years. And guess who is the major users of homeopathy? Members of royal families around the world, because they understand energy. The reason they understand energy is because we've been taught this for thousands of years. So when homeopathy was developed, guess who jumped on it and knew right away this would work? Because it's energetic healing. People who are members of the secret societies, which of course, royal families. Interesting. So law of attraction says a vibration will attract a similar vibration. Like attracts like. So vibrations that are similar always attract.